The chief of the Maqua Sagahigan First Nation says he's disappointed by his meeting with Premier Scott Moe. Ronald Mitsewing met with Moe and other ministers yesterday. He says he was wanting action to prevent suicides.
It is disappointing to hear what he said there, that they got to go through some, some structures or something first to go through the provinces and work together.
Moe pledged in the legislature to help the First Nation as it deals with the suicide crisis. Three people have taken their own lives, while nine others have attempted suicide, and a state of emergency was declared last week. Additional mental health supports are in the community, helping residents. Barry Shalafu is the CEO, Executive Director for the First Nation. He says people are trying to support one another right now.
Right now, the community is still struggling with the losses, and I know many of the family members are not quite comfortable to speak yet, but one thing that we do know is the community is trying really hard to support one another, and I'm really appreciative of that.
The NDP opposition is again pushing the provincial governments to create a provincial suicide prevention strategy. In the legislature, NDP leader Ryan Miley questioned the lack of action by the government.
Why, Mr. Speaker, has this government been so complacent on this file? We've been bringing it up for years, so complacent. Is it because they're northern children? Is it because they're Indigenous children? Is it because it's not their problem, Mr. Speaker? Why have they been absent?
The government says it's conducting a jurisdictional scan of other provinces to see what's being done there. Officials with the Saskatchewan government say they met last week with Ottawa officials to discuss an all-weather road to Wollaston. Highways Minister Greg Ottenbright says they lobbied for funding to complete phase one of the project. He says the province also offered to invest more money to encourage construction.
We offered the federal government additional investment to encourage the construction of remaining parts of the road, Mr. Speaker, at least to the phase one, to eliminate the need for the ice road.
Cumberland MLA Doyle Vermette says the government has no problem spending $2 billion on the Regina bypass, but struggles to build a northern road. Two assault charges have been withdrawn against a Saskatchewan Party member of the legislature. A statement from the lawyer representing Nadine Wilson confirms the charges were withdrawn in Saskatoon court. The case was referred to an alternative measures program for mediation, and it was successfully completed. A government spokesperson says Wilson is to remain a member of the caucus. She stepped down from her cabinet role as provincial secretary in July because of the charges. The Saskatchewan government is forecasting a $37 million surplus by the end of the fiscal year. Finance Minister Donna Harpar says a balanced budget is needed to ensure money is available for health care and education. But the opposition New Democrats say more money needs to be spent on mental health, addiction services, and reducing class sizes. NDP critic Trent Wotherspoon says people in the province are hurting.
We need those investments right now, and certainly that will, you know, could grow the deficit here this year, but those are dollars that are needed.
Harpar says the provincial economy isn't where it needs to be in order to consider rolling back consumer tax changes. The Canadian Human Rights Tribunal is taking the federal government to task. It's for lack of action on compensation for First Nations children and their families over child welfare services. The tribunal says it does not appreciate being cornered into pushing back the December 10th deadline to January 29th of next year. In September, the tribunal ordered Ottawa to pay $40,000 to all First Nations children who had been inappropriately placed in foster care because of continued underfunding of the child welfare system for children living on reserve. The federal government has said it agrees with the compensation, but the initial deadline was too soon after the federal election. A new study suggests that habitat restoration may not be enough to save threatened woodland caribou. Researchers monitored boreal forest areas of northern BC and northeastern Alberta. UBC Professor Cole Burton says land cleared for oil and gas extraction fragments caribou habitat and helps their predators.
If we're going to keep caribou around, we really do need to think about what vision are we going to keep them in. Are we going to put them in a little fenced area until we finish developing and restoring the landscape and just hope that, you know, they survive in a little fenced area? Or are we going to have a vision where we have more substantial protection of their habitat?
Burton says most caribou predators used restored areas about as much as they used unrestored areas. Complaints against telecom and cable companies rose by 35% last year to reach an all-time high.
The Commission for Complaints for Telecom Television Service received 19,287 complaints in its latest fiscal year. Bell accounted for the most complaints at 30%. Rogers made up 9%. TELUS 8%. Wireless services were the main source of complaints, followed by internet-related problems. The commission says complaints on billing included disputes such as customers being charged but not provided service. Don Kelly, The Canadian Press.
Canada's peacekeeping contribution has dropped following the end of its mission in Mali. UN figures show there were 49 Canadian military and police deployed at the end of September. That's a steep decline from the previous month's total of 128. This comes at a time when Canada is attempting to win a seat on the Security Council next year.